The battle to contain the Ebola outbreak continues, with African countries especially adopting measures to contain it. Guinea, Sierra Leone, Liberia and Nigeria are the hardest hit countries by the epidemic, which the WHO has called the worst in 4 decades. Ghana has not recorded any case yet, but is preparing feverishly to contain any possible outbreak. Radio Ghana in this report looks at measures adopted so far by some countries to fight the disease.
Ghana's President John Dramani Mahama at the recent ECOWAS summit in Accra tasked scientists in the sub-region to help find lasting solutions to the Ebola virus.
I wish to express our deep concern about the unprecedented outbreak of Ebola in 3 member states of our community. We must scale up our efforts and power to defeat this deadly disease. We must exercise vigilance and caution and avoid any panic or misinformation. I also wish to challenge our national and regional medical research institutions to intensify efforts aimed at finding a cure or vaccines for diseases such as Ebola.
The Ghana Health Service has also confirmed in a statement that some Ghanaian fisherfolk who dwell and fish on the borders of Liberia have started returning home with some showing symptoms of the Ebola disease. To this end, the service appealed to the general public to be on the alert. It further advised the public to stay away from public swimming pools and also obtain hand sanitizers and use protective gloves before touching or attending to sick persons, and launched a service helpline to this effect. Dr. Bedusa Akodia is the acting director of public health at the Ghana Health Service.
The outbreak is not over. Guinea is still reporting cases, Liberia reporting cases, Sierra Leone reporting cases, and now Nigeria has started reporting cases. So it's important that we give precautions so that people will be wary, heighten awareness, heighten, adapt to protective measures to the general public, and be on the watch out.
Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan declared a national state of emergency on Friday over the Ebola outbreak in that country. President Jonathan warned against the spreading of false information about Ebola, which he said can lead to mass hysteria, panic and misdirection, including unverified suggestions about prevention, treatment, cure and spread of the virus. The country has also appealed for volunteers to help halt the spread of the virus. It said they need volunteers because of shortage of medical personnel. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has also declared a state of emergency as the country grapples with an outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus. Speaking on national television, she said some civil liberties might have to be suspended.
The government of Liberia is today contributing the amount of $5 million as our initial contribution to begin the immediate implementation of this plan. This is unprecedented.
Also, Mauritania has stepped up health checks at its border with Senegal and Mali, but so far no suspicious cases have been detected. Guinea, on the other hand, announced that it is temporarily closing its land borders with neighboring Liberia and Sierra Leone. Sierra Leone has also deployed some 1,500 troops to enforce quarantine measures in 2 eastern districts, where most of the country's confirmed cases have stemmed from. Beyond the epicenter of the epidemic, countries as far away as India are also taking action. Airports in the Asian country of 1.25 billion people are on alert, and the government has opened an emergency helpline for the disease. India, the world's second most populous country, has nearly 45,000 nationals living in the 4 Ebola-affected West African nations. And health officials say there is a possibility of some returning to their home country if the outbreak worsens. India's Health Minister Harsh Vardhan, in a statement, said there is no need to panic, calling the risk of Ebola cases in India low. Last week, the World Bank announced some $200 million in emergency assistance for West African countries battling to contain the Ebola outbreak. The money, it says, will be distributed to the governments of Liberia, Sierra Leone and Guinea, as well as to the WHO. World Bank President Jim Yong Kim, who is also an expert on infectious disease, said he is deeply saddened by the spread of the virus and how it is contributing to the breakdown of already weak health systems in the 3 countries.
We just announced that the World Bank Group will raise as much as $200 million to support Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone in their efforts to battle the Ebola epidemic that has broken out in those three countries. This money will go for very basic support for medical supplies, medical staff, and also to help with people who are facing economic hardship as a result of this epidemic. We have a responsibility to that particular region of Africa. We're going to do everything we can, not only to provide support in the short term, but to really think about building the kind of public health systems that the people of those three countries deserve.
Anja Walls, who is with the Doctors Without Borders, says Africa is late in controlling the outbreak, but says with the funds from the World Bank, he hopes the disease will be contained.
I really just think this is where the need is. And there's a really big lack of resources. And at the moment, the truth is, in Kowloon, if MSF wasn't here, there'd be nothing. For me, that's a good enough reason.
With the measures adopted by these countries to contain the disease, one hopes Ebola will soon be a thing of the past.
And that was Yvonne Atilegu reporting.